As a high school freshman, Chris Grant's dream was to win a state championship in track and get a scholarship to college. But there were a lot of hurdles in his way. Radioactive Youth Media's Angela Nguyen has the story.
Get us quiet for the start.
I visualize the race. All I'm thinking about is just silence, dead silence. Then the gun goes off. Just trying to get the finish line as quick as possible.
And off we go.
I'm watching the nation's fastest high schoolers running at an event called Brooks PR. People in the stands are rooting for their favorites. Athletes are on the field prepping for competition. The boys' 110-meter hurdles is about to start, and I'm looking at the track star in lane number 8.
A senior at Meadowdale High School in Lynnwood, Washington, the Washington 3A 110 and 300-meter hurdle champion, Christofferson Grant.
Hi, my name is Christofferson Lewis Grant.
Chris Grant's life revolves around track. He lives and breathes it. But this wasn't always the case. It all started in 7th grade. His friends were running a race, and he wanted to fit in, so he gave it a shot.
And after that first meet, they said, oh, you had to pay a sports fee of $100, and I didn't want to pay it, so I just quit it and spent those 2 years of my middle school life just playing video games.
It was more than not wanting to pay the fee. Running gear was pricey for Chris's mom, and you have to pay to watch the races. She's a working mom of two. That's where Chris's grandma Claudia comes in.
I'm not a rich lady, but if a kid have a yearning to do something in life, then I believe that the parents should encourage them and push them towards that.
To shore in that, she is like a second mother to me. She's always been there to support me financially or emotionally with things.
We have a bond because I always try to help him the best way I can.
She also didn't want him missing out on opportunities. Grandma once wanted to go to an art school, but her mom said it was too far away. Chris's mom was on the road to being a model, but she got pregnant with Chris. No one in his family has gone to a 4-year college, so he felt the need to represent for them. Track allowed him to do that.
The belief that, oh, you know, the single parent, especially a black single parent, and having a, you know, a kid, they probably won't amount to nothing, that, oh, they'll just be a dropout, they'll just cause trouble around the streets. It invigorates me to prove that I can prove them wrong, that motivation to move on to the next level, which is college. That's honestly why I do track.
His goal became to win the state championship because he knew that would get him noticed by college coaches. When Chris hurdles, he transforms. Imagine him on the track at a race. He's focused only on what lies ahead of him. He's crouched down at the start and sprints out of the blocks the moment the gun goes off. Arms pumped, knees driven, the first hurdle is right there. He quickly jumps off 1 foot, the other following close behind. He barely grazes the hurdle.
But he is a goofball.
Phil Hodges is Chris's high school hurdles coach who's seen him progress since day one.
I saw in him a maturity when he was a senior this past year that I hadn't really seen before. He kind of took it upon himself to be a good leader.
Chris was the rising track star. He was invited to race at national meets. He broke school records. He was even on the front cover of the sports section in the Seattle Times. He also earned the respect of his teammates like Megan Zollers and Harry White.
He's become one of the most hardworking, genuine people I know.
He's a different breed. He really pushes himself when nobody else is there to push him.
And then, he fell. It was spring of his senior year during the 300-meter hurdles race. It was the last straightaway. The guy in the next lane was catching up to him, so he ran faster. He was going over the hurdle, lost momentum, and literally hit the ground running.
The doctor gave it to me clean. He said, yep, you broke it. And I said, what'd I break, doctor? He said, you broke a clavicle. And I said, what's a clavicle? He said, you're a collarbone.
So he went back to playing video games during the recovery.
Round two, fight.
But then panic started to set in. The state championship was only a few weeks away. He didn't want everything he worked for to go to waste. He questioned the injury.
Really? You had to get injured now?
And struggled through the pain.
I didn't take a single pain pill.
But kept fighting. He went to the doctor who tested his strength by making him do 5 push-ups. He lied and said it wasn't painful.
It hurt so bad.
Then the day came to race at the state championship.
I never ran as fast as I ever have, I think.
With a broken collarbone, Chris hurdled his way to first place in 2 events, the 110 and 300-meter hurdles.
I just think it was kind of a destiny thing for him. You know, he's the fine example as someone that you can't really give up on.
You gotta push. Do all the pain, through all the sweat. All the other things will be in your life or in your way as a hurdle because, you know, life is a bunch of hurdles that you get clear through over.
Chris reached his goals. He won the state championship and graduated high school. But there was one more he had yet to figure out. College.
So, I just got offered a full ride.
This fall, he's running at Washington State University, the first in his family to attend a four-year college.
I got what I worked for, so.
There he is, Christofferson Grant, the gamer, the go-getter, the graduate. For Radioactive, I'm Angela Nguyen.
So now that Chris is going away to college, what are you going to miss about him?
Him not cleaning up his mess. No, I'm just kidding.